Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Patrice Brantley Show. Where helping others is the name of the game. And on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth. Well, y'all, I got to tell y'all, today I am in for a real treat because I have the pleasure of sitting down with Miss Ramona Anu, who's going to be sharing with us about the Anu Affirm Her podcast and much more to come. So let's welcome her in, and I'm so excited. I want to hear all about this, but y'all know how I do. Our first question, what's your story?
Hi, Patrice. Thank you so much for having me, first of all. It's a pleasure to come here on your show and speak with your audience, your community. So thank you so much for that. So you want to know my backstory?
Yes, what's your backstory? We knows it like that over here, honey. Come on.
It's okay. So definitely. So I was married for 12, 13 years. We had two awesome, amazing sons. It was a good marriage, I thought, in the beginning, you know, and then you start seeing signs and things start going down probably after, I would say after the first 5 years, for me, that's when it started going down. Now, you know, prior to, before I got married, I remember my father told me, I'm a daddy's girl. So to all those daddy girls out there, I know you guys are familiar with that. So for my daddy, he's always told me, and he says, you know, is he playing with the pool deck? You know, he would say that. And I was like, huh? Daddy, he's like, no, seriously, does he have, you know, has he got all his cards decked right, you know? Okay. And I was like, yeah. Of course, I thought my father was coming from, you know, no one's perfect for my daughter. So therefore, you know, like I am a daddy's girl and I definitely would have listened, but, you know, I thought daddy was coming from that angle. No one's good for my daughters. You know, I'm the youngest of six. It's four girls and two boys. So he's very partial to all of us, but especially for his girls. Okay. So, you know, I did get married, but along down the line, I start seeing signs, whether when we go to the store, he would hang out in the parking lot longer, just looking up in the air, just doing different things that just was not right. I guess without just saying so much, but I want to be able to let the audience know what I did go through. I've never been through domestic violence. I've never had anyone hit me. And in my knowledge, to validate abuse, to me, abuse is hitting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was going through mental. Yeah, that's a form. But if you never went through abuse, you don't really know what that looks like outside of someone just hitting you. That was my validation of being going through abuse. But I actually went through mental abuse and was going through mental abuse and didn't even realize it until I started experiencing things myself. And I was almost kind of saying, you know, you don't want to leave because you really thinking like, he hasn't hit me. Mm-hmm. You know, why should I leave? He hasn't hit me. It was almost, I wanted a validation of abuse because I never heard of mental abuse. I never heard of it. But that's indeed what I went through. My son actually experienced, my kids actually experienced the mental abuse as well, till it actually started affecting my oldest son's speech. He starts stuttering and different things like that. Definitely after we got outside the marriage, his speech got better. You know, I got very, you know, I thought I was going through a nervous breakdown, but God was definitely holding the bottom.
So it sounds like you were dealing with somebody who was very skilled in knowing how to play mind games.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to throw the word narcissistic out there because that's overused in my eyes.
Yeah,
but it sounds like this person just knew how to kind of play and manipulate.
Yeah,
and make it seem as if you were not necessarily Well, I guess in your words of your daddy, not in all your faculties either. You think that was the case, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, and we were church-going people. So, you know, I actually sung in the choir and he actually played the trumpet in the band. So very well known in the church, very notable in the church. So what does that look like, me going to someone and saying, hey, I'm going through abuse? Who would believe that?
So, and you have an interesting point, because with you all both being in the church, how was it for you to honestly say, you know what, something here is not right? Who did you reach out to?
It was actually my minister of music. He actually noticed some changes and everything. And he actually came to me and asked me if I was okay. Me not knowing that he was expecting things. And I would just say, yeah, you wouldn't even understand. I mean, for me to explain it, you know, it was something just even getting in the car, driving to church, because he would take the long way, which was very scary, and driving fast on the road and going on back roads. So it was very scary for me. So explaining that sounds crazy to someone, but you know what you're going through, you know what you're experiencing. But it was that type of mental torment like that.
So it sounds like, you know, what I take it as is not necessary, because people would say, well, he didn't hit. Yeah, I get that. But to have somebody.
It did get close, but never that. Mm-mm.
But it sounds like it was a lot of intimidation and threatening type of tactics, that it was to the point that I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to make you believe I would at any point type
yes.
of thing.
Yeah.
A good visual, as I'm hearing you talk, would be at the beginning of the movie, Sleeping with the Enemy, because he literally would do a lot of those same things. Everything was always a conversation or a comment or something to that nature, or some type of intimidation tactic, or something said or something done. And it looked suspect, but really, if you weren't paying attention, you'd be like, oh, well, he's just being very attentive, mm-hmm. or he's being this or that. And it's interesting to hear that you all were going to church at this point. Excuse me, not saying you were not, but that you all were in church involved, and it took someone outside in the church to say, hey, are you all right, sis? So I'm so happy for, I don't know that young person, but I'm so happy that they had an eye to see, to say something here is not right.
Yeah. And he actually, that was my out. He helped me to get out. He helped me. Him and his wife. He was actually married. He has a family. They both were in church together. Very nice family, very respectable. And he actually helped me. We talked with the pastor and different things like that. But yeah, that I went through that for years. But it turns out that he had a mental condition, because that's when it got bad. And I was thinking, something is not right. Something is wrong. When we're getting onto an elevator and you're laying in the floor of the elevator so people can't get onto the elevator, it's something that was at that moment, I knew something was not right mentally. We had lost a lot of places. Like, I was a home mom, I was a stay-at-home mom, so you know, he didn't want me to work, but we lost a lot of places, homes, lived in hotels, you know, in cars. Definitely don't look like where I came from. So
let me go back for a second, because you're bringing up some good questions. And I always believe in, when people tell their story, there was something before that. In your case, before you all got married, did you even have the conversations about mental health at all?
No. I guess I didn't think that there was any need. He didn't show any of those signs. I just knew that the thing is, it turns out that this stemmed from childhood. Wow. And it was generational, and I didn't know that. And so apparently his parents knew that there was something going on, but they thought that they would hush and keep quiet, because they felt that since he met me, he was doing much better.
Wow.
So they didn't want to ruin that. And they kind of like, good, I get to, it was kind of like a, whew, you know.
I'm getting this off my hands.
Yes.
Oh, he's my still, God.
He's doing good with her. We're not going to say anything. He's out and he's moving on, you know. Oh. But, you know, I went through a lot of anger at them, because it's like that could have affected my children. Could have affected me as well, you know, if that's, you know, generational. But I thank God that God told me that I would never have to experience that with my kids. And he's kept on to his promises.
I'm so happy to hear that he's kept on to his promises with you, which I know he does. And as you're talking about this, like, I'm hearing the trauma that you're talking about. What were some of the cousins? Now, when I talk about the cousins of trauma, I talk about the effects, the things that you noticed, either in you and your sons. You spoke about, like, with one of your babies, you said that he started to stutter. And I have to be honest, for me, when people talk about the stuttering, that's a place that you don't really know what's going to happen. So you're kind of always on edge, a little bit of anxiety happening. What were some of the other cousins that you saw within yourself?
I've always been a very happy, cheerful person. I've always been definitely determined and motivated, but I started seeing where I wasn't as happy. I guess I've never felt depression because I've never battled it, because I've always just been, you know, happy. But I would say probably depressed. I went through an illness that laid dormant. I'm hearing that the doctor says it laid dormant in my body, and stress afflict, you know, was what brought it up. So, and as soon as I got out of that marriage and start walking, you know, moving towards out of that marriage, I was healed from that disease.
Wow.
So that disease was there, I'm sure, because of the stress that I was going through. So again, we were a family of one car. So it was hard to leave, you know. I didn't work. So I started making my plan. I couldn't do it no more. I couldn't stay it, and I wouldn't allow my kids to go through that anymore. So God definitely had people available to me that I could call, and I didn't have to go into depth into explaining. God had already equipped them to what I was going through. And all I had to do was pick up the phone and say, I need you. And they were there and they helped me exit.
So you kind of told me what happened before. What was that day like when you finally said, this is enough, I gotta go? What did that day look like?
And it definitely took me a long time to get to that, a lot of back and forths. But finally, it had just made up in my mind that night, when I can't go to sleep in peace.
Wow.
When I have to put a weapon up under my pillow because of fear, I said no more, not with my kids. So I had made up in my mind that because I would take him to work. So when I took him to work, when he got out of that car, he wasn't going to see me anymore. And I exited with my sons. I started packing our bags. I started packing bags into my kids' duffel bags, into their school backpacks. There were extra school backpacks that we had, and I would put them up under I would empty out the toy chest. Like, while he was at work, I was doing all of this. I was preparing while he was at work. And so this took a few weeks to do this, to make it, you know. But I would empty out all the toys in the toy chest box in their room, and I would pack bags of the things that they needed. I really didn't pack anything for myself, because I really wasn't concerned about me. I was more concerned about my boys. They were 2 and 4 at that time, I believe. Yeah. They were 2 and 6. So, And then I would pile the toys back on top of the bags, go pick them up for work, and act as if nothing else has happened. Act normal.
So inspirational, because literally I'm hearing you saying, I went into this, I had these in-laws who was kind of like, I'm glad this is off my plate. You went through this. It's been an experience. And I mean, to think of having to sleep with a weapon under your pillow is very, that's very scary. I've been in the space where I've had a few stalkers in my life. You know, you can't be all this sexy and not have something go down. And in this space, to hear that you literally said, it's not even about me, it's about my babies. I need my babies to be safe. What has been the fruit of this? Now that you have gotten out of this and you're safe, what has been the fruit of this that you're done? What are you doing with this experience and this knowledge?
Well, again, and like I was saying in the beginning, I used to own IC Events and Marketing, which I would host different trade shows and moving into, and I would have like jazz events along with the trade shows, or I'll have a fashion show along with the trade show. And then God spoke to me that it's time for me to move into my purpose. You know, I was praying, what is my purpose? And I didn't quite know what my purpose was at that time. I just knew that I liked marketing, but then God spoke to me. My father has always spoke to me and spoke purpose into my life. And he used to say, you know, Ramonda, because I'm a talker. I'm a talker. And my dad was not, okay? He was a good listener. And he used to tell me, and this is in the book as well, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but he used to say, Monday, and that's my nickname, is Monday. You know, I'd be so glad when God blesses you doing what you do best, and that's talking. Girl, you're going to be a millionaire as much as you talk. And I would just laugh and laugh, and he would say, no, I'm serious.
Wow.
I'll be so glad when he blesses you doing what you do best, which is talking. And I never knew exactly what he was speaking into me until I start praying and asking what my purpose was. And that's when it came to me. The Lord spoke to me, and that is speaking. So I started that journey. I began that journey. And this has just been maybe about 2 years ago. And I was just thinking, I had built my business up and had all the graphics and, you know, put all the money and all of that. And I gave it all up to follow purpose.
Wow. That's the
purpose. And so that's why. So it's funny how you said, I don't see anything. Oh, you will. You will. So I just finished completing writing my book. It's in the hands of the publisher. And it will be out very, very soon. Create Room for a Better You.
Well, hold on. Well,
I'm so sorry.
No. I love this. You're telling me about your book, Create Room for a Better You. So we like sneak peeks on this channel, okay? So give me a little bit of this juice with this book, how we can create some room for our better us. I want to know. Tell me about it.
Yeah, and so it started about my life, how I had to recreate my life and rebuild my life after divorce. So that's where that came from, because being a single mom, raising two kids, I didn't have like a lot of support. I have a big family, but it's only a few of us that lives here. They live in West Tennessee. So I talk about this book actually tells about my struggles that I had and how I got to that point in being disciplined and how you have to create room for you and committing to yourselves. You know, one thing about mothers, women, period, we're mothers, we're sisters, we're friends, we're daughters, we're everything to everyone. And when it comes to ourselves, we leave ourselves out on the back burner.
That's a word. Hello.
And so that's where that came from. And when God spoke to me, because I was thinking, you know, I do all of this for my kids. I work, you know, I'm cooking, I'm going to games, I'm going to basketball games, just a lot of busy work. And then finally, it hit me one night when I went to bed and I was just thinking, God, I have feelings of more down inside of me. Surely there's more to life than just doing this cycle. And I love my kids, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I just had a feeling of more down inside me. And I was thinking, when do I get to work on myself? When do I get to work on my dreams? What happens to my passion? What happens to my purpose? The dreams that you gave me, what happened to that? And that's where Create Room to Be a Better You came from.
I want to see if you're going where I'm going. What were some of the things that you started doing to create that room for yourself? You're now following your passion, but what were some of those practical things that you did?
Committing to myself.
How did you commit? What were some of the things you did in that?
Well, committing to myself, no excuses. One thing about it, when my sister called, I'm there, right? Mm-hmm. You don't make any excuses. And no matter what, you're going to be there. If you make an appointment with your sister, you say, I'm going to be here at da-da-da time, you're going to be there. But when it comes to yourself, oh, I'll do that. I can do that tomorrow. Don't worry about it. I can do that tomorrow. I stopped doing that to myself. I started putting myself in my time.
Ooh, I like that.
If I can put your appointment that we had today on my calendar, then that means I can put something that I need to do for myself on my calendar.
All right. I like that. Put yourself in your own calendar. I like that one. What's some other things we can do? I like that one. I need to put me in my own calendar. I'm doing that one today. What else can we do?
I started creating a routine, a morning routine. Now, I'm a morning person, and I inherited that from my father. Like, I'm a 3 and 4 a.m. girl. I started working out, and I lost some weight, started committing to me. I started carving out time that was specifically for me. Now, you may be an evening person, but I'm a morning person. So I created that morning time for me. So when I wake up, it was a morning routine. I would get up at 4 a.m. and out my door by 4:30 to go work out. I committed that time for myself, and I dropped 50 pounds just from that commitment to myself.
Wow, congratulations.
And it was a time special for me. No children, no husband or whoever it is. I was meeting with like-minded women who took no excuses on working out and eating right.
All right.
So I created that, but you have to create. See, that time is not, that's one thing why I wanted the book named Create Room, because you have to create it. No one's going to care for you but you. No one's going to care for you like you do. So you have to create it. It's not just going to happen. And if you don't put it in your time, it's not going to ever be on your mind. And you have to love yourself enough to commit to you.
I love it. Yes, that right there. That, hello, listen, let me get my calendar right here. Let me get myself together. I'm serious, because I know I'm that person that I give. And I don't say that as a boast thing. But, like you said, I didn't put me in the calendar. And
most women are like that. Most women do.
It's important to put you in the calendar.
That's
along
right.
Along with that, help me out. I know you have a women's group. Talk to me about this women's group.
So I am so excited about this women's group, and we're going to be doing more. The pandemic kind of shifted us a little bit, so we're getting back in the right standing. But God gave me this a women's group to heal, evolve, and renew, just because things that I was going through in my life, I needed to be around like-minded women who are wanting to evolve, not just women just to be being around and hanging around, but some women who are going somewhere, who is moving their life forward, who's trying to develop themselves, who's trying to, heal from going through that bad divorce or whatever the challenge is. And that's how I created that, Affirm Her. And so that HER stands for heal, evolve, renew. And we have different type of platforms where it's a coffee and conversations, where we sit down and have coffee and I throw out different topics and different things. And we all just have a conversation like you and I are just talking, or if there's something that you're dealing with, or a business, that you wanting someone to brainstorm, we would just sit around and talk, and it's just really good. It's just a healing, because we go through so much and we need a platform where we can just be ourselves and talk about it with someone else. And it's nice to know, to it be relatable, someone who's relates, like, I know what you're going through. I know what you're feeling. I've done that before too. You know what I'm saying? Or to be a sounding board.
What I love about your, I'm going to call it sister circle. What I love about your sister circle, the Affirm Her, is it sounds like it's a safe place to just be you. I don't have to put on no airs. I could just be me. Yes. And we can come together and really make a difference in each other, not having yes. to compete, but to collaborate and yes. to build up. So I'm yes. loving that piece.
Yeah.
Now, take me to what's coming soon.
Well, like I said, my book, and I'm so excited about it, Create Room for a Better You. My website is actually my designer just actually emailed me last night that I'm hoping to have it up on Sunday. And so I'm very excited. I'm going to have an online store with merch on there, even a boutique on that website. I'm hoping to really get started with my podcast and a YouTube. So I'm very excited, and hopefully I'll be doing more speaking engagements. Well, because I feel like that's my purpose and my calling is to empower women and help them to unlock the greatness that's already inside them.
Well, y'all, I can't say anything else. That what else is left to say? She done gave us so much good stuff. I want to thank you, Ms. Manu, again for coming with me and just sharing your journey, your experience, your story. And I look forward to us connecting in other ways. This is amazingly awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Y'all know how this goes. Let's go out and be great, because we are great and our greatness is now. It no longer awaits. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Patrice Brantley Show, where helping others is the name of the game and where we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.